The Democratic Alliance notes the press release by the Congress of South African Trade Unions parliamentary coordinator, Matthew Parks, which reads more as a personal grievance with myself and a tirade against organized labor that does not vote ANC than any meaningful contribution to labor reform in South Africa, especially as it pertains to Labor 20 as a key working group as part of South Africa's G20 presidency. While Mr. Parks and COSATU may see it fits to attack members of parliament on their age and question our grasp of South African history and current affairs, at the tender age of 34, I do know better than to lower myself to the immature and insecure mudslinging employed by Mr. Parks in his engagement. The irony of Mr. Parks' assertions of my juvenile behavior, expressed in nothing more than a written temper tantrum, is certainly not lost on me. This only serves as proof that South African labor deserves far better representation. I understand that COSATU may struggle to understand that young South Africans and parliamentarians can have diverse and detailed career trajectories when its members are mostly elite civil servants, 30,000 of whom earn more than 1 million rand per year from the taxpayer. It is, however, very flattering to be the inconsequential MP that COSATU cannot stop talking about. Contrary to Mr. Park's assertions, COSATU no longer holds the monopoly over labor representation in South Africa. Furthermore, COSATU cannot continue to hide behind the 1995 Nedlac Act as some form of holy scripture on labor. The act was crafted in a world where COSATU had the political muscle to dictate terms. It now languishes on the periphery of political relevance as it protects the interests of a dwindling pool of state employees. The reality is that with its shrinking membership and lack of potency, evidence in the ANC's immense electoral loss last year, COSATU is a shadow of its former self. Today, COSATU has been reduced to one of the fringe labor organizations that Mr. Parks references and has no sole right to speak on behalf of South African labor, including the millions of private sector employees from whom COSATU members extract their taxpayer-funded salaries. The DA believes in an inclusive labor environment where all stakeholders, not just COSATU and its ANC allies, have a say in worker relations and the labor regime. As a result, I have submitted my letter to Minister of International Relations and Cooperation, Ronald Lamola, last night, urging him to open up the Labor 20 to all interested labor organizations and workers' bodies. We, as the DA, believe in protecting the rights of the unemployed to access jobs and opportunities, not protecting the interests of a tiny elite grouping of state employees and the waning influence of COSATU. The truth is that COSATU is panicking because their monopoly on labor representation is rightfully being challenged. COSATU's outdated grip on South Africa's workforce is crumbling, and they know it. This is the reality with which COSATU and Mr. Parks must now grapple. Unfortunately, Matthew Parks' press release only exposed what millions of South Africans already know, that COSATU is more interested in protecting itself than growing the economy and creating jobs for the South African people.